Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning again.
Had a great show and a great little old-time radio piece there, which is always fun. And now we're ready for the Christina Lu show, which is the highlight of the week.
How many days?
Oh, we're not getting there.
Oh, that's good. That's right. I like that,
You'll
David. David's ready.
I'm going to give you a clue later, and we'll see if you know the history of Rockefeller Center.
Wow. Oh, I love these. Are really good. I think we should like do these odd trivia questions and give these out at different.
We should give them out.
Do you know Joan's father worked on 48th Street before there was a Rockefeller Center? He was working there.
Okay, so we'll keep going then for a second. Between 51st and 52nd was the original Esso building, which was Standard Oil, which was the Rockefellers.
Yeah.
And just recently, it's a landmark building as of 1985, and just recently it got permission to do like a roof terrace, which is pretty huge. And actually it's being run, the building is being managed by RXR, which is out here on Long Island. What's the number of the building?
The only number I knew was 30 Rock.
it's a little higher.
Yeah.
75 Rock.
Oh, okay.
And that's 75 days since Christina's birthday.
Wow, I like it. And I like the little 1985 thing there, too. It's like really, I think, very tied into the Rockefeller because 1985 was my year.
Was it? I didn't know that.
So that was like a double whammy right there. That was very impressive, John. You didn't even know.
You're
just getting that good at this whole trivia.
Wow, that's the universe trying to help me out on this.
It is. See, and what I like about this, in addition to talking about my birthday, you know, is that we are learning really great little trivia facts now, John. So
thank you. Thank God for Google.
Hey, the great thing about birthdays is you made it.
That's right. I'm going to get that on a t-shirt. I like that one, David. But today's a great show. We certainly, I'm glad we got to promote Safety Month. Councilman Zuckerman was on, so it was definitely a very informative show and some great stuff going on in North Hempstead.
I have a friend, or whatever you want to call it, a friend of a friend, who has a pool in the backyard. We were talking about pools before.
Yeah.
Without exaggeration, she put in some sort of a plastic that covers the pool, goes around the whole pool. You push the button, and it goes along the whole top of the pool.
Hmm.
I can walk across it. You go down a little bit, but not that I'm going to fall.
Yeah.
And she's in a wheelchair, so she couldn't get to her kids quick enough, and she needs it for exercise.
Oh, wow.
It covers the pool. She pushes
the button, that's
amazing. Covers the pool, and I stood on it.
Yeah.
She's like, I'd walk across it. Anybody could walk on it.
Wow.
I mean, I could have 20 people on it. But for safety, it's the safest thing I ever saw.
Yeah, well, listen, and that's what it's, and I think she gave some great tips on different things to do, because it's really, I mean, there's so many aspects of it. And I said, you know, especially in North Hempstead and in Project Independence, we're all about just kind of being prepared. We never want the emergency to ever occur. So it was definitely a great
And that's
segment.
A 311 call. If there's something in your house that's in the way, and really, whether it's a TV or some stupid thing on the floor that you can't move, you call 311.
Yeah,
send
and it's a very right. No, and it's a very, very popular thing. We actually get because I pick up the service requests when they come into 311, and especially I love seeing, because we have this help at home program that we do with TRI, and it's disabled individuals that are in a job training program, and one of the things they do is moving heavy objects. And we've been getting so many calls now because people can't put their air conditioners in their window, you know. So it's like these things
that we take for
granted, you know. But it's something, you know, so major. And you forget it. Gutter cleaning is definitely, I think, the number one thing. And it's a free program, so it's really wonderful. I think you used it once, right, David? A
couple of times, yeah. Change a light bulb or put batteries in smoke detectors.
But that makes sense.
I couldn't reach up.
Right, and you get up on a step stool, but you're in the middle of no place, and you lose your balance. And
you're down. Forget it. Absolutely. So, and it's just, you know, it's a great program because on both ends.
Right.
Because
it's
wonderful that a lot of these young men that are in the program, you know, have got jobs after the whole thing. So it's definitely a great service, and I just loved seeing that you know, helping putting in air conditioning. I'm like, you know, we all take for granted putting this
Simple
AC
thing,
in the and it was a great thing.
My brother goes out to do my sister's.
Yeah.
She has a bad back, and it's not like she's a senior, but She can't do it. And her husband passed away a couple of years ago. So he'll shoot over to at summertime.
Yeah.
So you don't even think of something like that. Absolutely. She happens to have him and he's close enough. Otherwise, I'd do it if I was out there. But he lives closer to
I mean, we do get some funny requests, you know, where it's, you know, power washing your patio furniture. We're like, we don't necessarily do power washing your patio furniture. But it's really a great
program. It's
worth
the ask.
Yeah. That's, okay. That's what I said. I said, it can never hurt to ask. You know, right, the social worker will let you know what they do, will and will not do. So. That's if you ever are interested in that, you can call 311 to inquire about that. But, you know, listen, summer is really rapidly approaching. I'm not sure what the official day of summer is. The 20-something, right?
I think 20 it's 20 or 21.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But the town of North Hempstead, every resident should have received the 2016 summer event guide that lists all the summer's free concerts and outdoor movies. You know, it's such a great, you know, I had no idea really until last year when we had someone on from the Parks Department talking about all the amazing programs that right. goes on, like every day. I mean, like literally you could probably do, you know, numerous activities in one day. And we're going to have a representative on from the Parks Department in July to talk about all these upcoming things.
Now, if somebody didn't get that flyer, is that a 311 call?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Call 311. You could also access it online if you have computer access at the North Hempstead website. But you could definitely call 311 and they can send
okay.
one out to you.
Perfect.
Supervisor Bosworth has been running around with all these graduations coming up. She's been going to all different schools for the past couple of weeks, honoring students for different awards. We'll just give a little shout out. One of my favorites was the Environmental Champion Award went to Yael Lisak for her incredible contributions to the community. So I just think it's, you know, it's just nice that there's these students who are really taking a part in environmental change in
right, right.
North Hempstead, which is nice. The supervisor has also been at many senior groups, too. She's a lot of the senior groups are ending, so she's been making her appearance. So Judy has been certainly all over town at these little end-of-the-year celebrations getting ready for summer. So I'm sure she'll be at Fun Day Monday. We know Councilman Zuckerman refuses to miss a Fun Day Monday.
Especially the Elvis.
He was very into
it. Yeah. So.
He was telling us some things about Fun Day Monday. But just while we're on the actual topic of Fun Day Monday, I just want to remind everyone that begins July 11th. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park. What is also great is that there's free transportation, you know, that we really want to stress. So there's a whole list. You can call 311 and get the list of stops. And, you know, if one of them isn't convenient, they'll figure out a way to make it more convenient for you, too. So there's no reason to not come to Fun Day Monday.
Right,
you know, 100%. You have transportation. Each week, you know, there's a different theme every Monday, which is fun. And on July 25th, they have the health fair. And on August 29th is the salute to the veterans. And on top of all that, there's, you know, line dancing, there's Zumba, fitness, Mahjong. They're starting a mindfulness coloring program, which is all the rage now, are these adult coloring books that are very intricate. So it's therapeutic. I love them. And I actually wanted to reach out to someone to come on the show and talk about these because this is certainly
oh, really?
The new trend. I mean, everywhere you go now, they're everywhere, these coloring books, because it's not just your regular coloring book. I mean, these lines are like very, very fine. And it's a group. It's a nice little group activity. So you could sit at the beach and do this little program. And there's also a farmer's market that will be at every Fun Day Monday.
Oh, everyone. Okay.
Yeah, which is... It was a big hit last year, so that's there. There's going to be the trail walks will be on July 18th and August 15th from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's a guided tour. I don't know if anybody out there has done it, but it's this beautiful trail that North Hempstead has. And so you could do a little guided tour there, too. So there is certainly not a shortage of things going on Fun Day Monday.
No, it's an amazing thing. Especially the farmer's market.
Yeah, yeah. You can buy, it's you know, local.
All the local stuff,
local
which is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do they also sell farmers there?
Maybe. We could look. We could see. For the highest bidder, there might be. But I really encourage everyone to check it out. You know, you could stay for as long as you want, stay the full time. Call 311 if you want a full schedule of all the entertainment things that are going on there.
It really is. I've gone there a few times, and obviously Peter's there all the time.
Yeah.
But no, it's and a nice Sunday, and especially if you're driving, if you don't want to do the whole bus thing, you can go for 2 hours.
Yeah,
just go for
absolutely.
A little bit.
And you don't get charged for parking, you know.
Oh, you don't?
On that. Yeah.
Oh, I thought
for
you
Mondays.
Did.
No,
that's
for
what
Monday.
I thought also.
Yeah,
I mean, it would still be worth the $5,
yeah.
but I didn't realize, oh, it's free parking. Oh,
yeah.
That's perfect.
So, and that's just for seniors, you know, for that day.
Right, right.
But it's yeah, it's great. And we always laugh because for some reason, every Monday that I've ever been there, it's this perfect little breeze that goes. I guess
really?
It's a very nice little temperature. And it's just fun. You get to meet people in the community. So I recommend everyone checks it out. I want to also encourage people that Monday, June 20th, is the Citizen Preparedness Corps training program. It's an initiative between the Governor Cuomo, State Senator Jack Martins, Assemblymember Michelle Schimmel, the town of North Hempstead, and AARP is putting on this program that they've been working on for a very, very long time. It's this two-hour training session to really prepare you for emergencies.
I'm going to be there.
Joan
and I are going to be there.
Oh, great. Good. Because what I think is so great about this is you actually are going to get an emergency preparedness kit, you know, at this event. And it's New York State is really trying to, be the most trained state in this realm of things. Because, you know, listen, hurricane season is in a couple of months. You know,
knock on wood,
there isn't really anything. I don't want to jinx anything.
Snowstorms come after that. Yeah.
Right. So, that's what I'm saying. And these kits, you know, it's important for all kinds of things. You know, even if you just get a blackout. You know, I mean, there's so many different things that can happen. And there's nothing worse than trying to find a flashlight, you know, during these things. I mean, yeah, where are the batteries? Where's the flashlight? Where's the radio? So this will tell you exactly what you need.
This is a little bit of a follow-up to Amy, our conversation earlier.
Right, absolutely.
Just like simple things you can do that after the fact you say, I should have had a flashlight on each floor. You're upstairs and you have to walk to the basement in the dark to try to find the flashlight.
No, and it's something, you know, what I like love, you know, because my husband is very, you know, pro, always being prepared for everything. And I make fun of him sometimes, but it really is a good trait. You know, he has his backpack and it's all like, you know, filled with, you know, whatever we might need. But it really is important because you can do this as a goal. You know, you see, it's like, okay, here's, I'm going to pick up some batteries here. You know, I'm in the store, I'll get a flashlight. You know, so it's something that you can kind of just do along the way. And this is a free program, which I think is wonderful. And that's June 20th, Clint G. Martin Park at 10 a.m.
Tell you how important I think it is. I'm going to miss Romeo's that day.
Oh, wow.
Well, Romeo's during the summer gets messed up a bit because of Funday Monday.
Well, this is for, he's going to the training program.
Many of us go to the fun day. I've never been to a fun day Monday.
It's always a fun day Monday with the
Fun day because you're not there. Okay.
I'm passing it up because this program is
important. Yeah, no, it's very important. So.
Yeah, I think not only being prepared to be prepared for failures. That's
right.
That's the key. The things that can
be prepared
happen.
To take a break.
Yep,
you're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.